Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. My name is Brad Brown. We've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. Devlin, this is a pretty tough question to answer in a forum like this, but a question coming in from someone who wants to take up mountain biking. They want to know what's the best entry-level bike that they should be looking at, and are there any injuries they should be aware of to avoid when they first get started?
Yeah, so it is quite a tricky question. I think first thing to ask yourself is what sort of style of riding or what kind of rider are you? So I ask that purely in the sense of, are you someone that's looking at a little bit more elite racing and getting into the racing team? Your riding preference, so also are you out for more of a slow, enjoyable kind of ride? That's going to largely determine firstly, are you looking at a hardtail or are you looking at a dual suspension? Obviously, the dual suspension bike looking more for the comfort, longer kind of riding. Hardtail, something that's a lot more rigid, a little bit more uncomfortable, and obviously aimed more towards the racing side of things. So that's the first thing. Secondly, your budget obviously is going to largely determine what bike brands determine their entry-level bike. My suggestion, though, and I can be quite confident in saying that if you start mountain biking, the bug is going to bite. And as true mountain bikers, we're always looking for the next best bike and the next best upgrade. So do yourself a favor, and if budget is an issue, try your best not to buy something that's completely entry level that you're going to feel you're going to want to upgrade in 6 months' time as well. And I'm talking that not necessarily from the frame point of view or the components. So if you go completely entry level and it's things that you feel in 6 months' time you're really enjoying the sport and you're going to have to upgrade, is it not then worth potentially looking and spending a little more money right out from the outset? From the injury point of view, to avoid things is making sure that you are set up correctly on the bike, that you're comfortable on the bike set up for your body's limitations. That's going to stop any sort of prolonged injuries and niggles. And then the usual thing, making sure that you have the right equipment, making sure you've got a good pair of gloves for protection on the hands, you're using a good quality pair of cycling shorts with chamois cream so that you make sure that you're eliminating potential saddle sores and chafe. And then obviously there's always the side of potentially crashing and falling and hurting yourself. Unfortunately, that's not always something you can avoid, and those sort of unforeseen things that do happen. So yeah, that's sort of the side of things that unfortunately you can't predict.
Yeah, absolutely. Devlin, would you suggest, when we're talking budget, if somebody does have a, I don't want to say a tight budget, but if they are budget conscious, would it be advisable, particularly when they're starting out, to look for a second-hand bike, so a better spec second-hand bike as opposed to an entry-level brand new bike?
Look, Brad, it's actually a good point. From a mountain biking point of view, my suggestion would be not necessarily to look at second-hand, purely because you don't always know how hard that bike has been ridden. When we're talking road bikes, for instance, there's only a certain amount of load that bike is actually undergoing, so you'll get away with a pretty decent bike still secondhand. But from a mountain bike point of view, unless you actually know the person that you're buying the bike from, you don't always know what that bike's gone through. Is there a hairline crack, potentially, if it's a carbon frame? Is there a hairline crack in the frame? So I always tend to try and veer away from the secondhand mountain bikes. Look, there are always great deals out, but again, you don't always know what that bike kind of faces it's been put through.
Good point. Devlin Eden, thank you very much for that. Don't forget, if you're planning on riding this year's 947 Cycle Challenge, we've got a free online seminar coming up that'll help get you to race day in tip-top shape. Just head over to coachperry.com/947. If you're also looking for individualized training programs, Devlin is your man. You can get all the details on the website in the navigation bar. Just click on the training or the coaching packages tab, and you can get all the details there. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Devlin Eden, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.